hallelujah.
Yeah.
A louder hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tony Le.
Just a few announcements before we go on.
Amen. Please
listen to this announcement. Listen very carefully to this announcement. I'm aware that there are over 70 Facebook accounts that have been opened, running in my name and in the name of my wonderful wife. It's regrettable to know that some of these users use the platform to defraud innocent people. So in order to stop all forms of fraudulent activities on Facebook, I have decided to open an official Facebook now. Amen. So that people know the authentic one. The public figure page is Daniel Olukoya, and the link is www.facebook.com/Dr. Olukoya. Please note that under no condition must you send money or make any material contribution to anyone on any social media platform in my name or in my wife's name. Anybody asking you to donate to an orphanage, donate to this, donate to that on Facebook is completely fraudulent. It's not us at all. Please note this. Pick your own copy today. God bless you. Let's rise to our feet as we sing the opening hymn.
Yeah.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Bye.
for mercies countless as the sands, which daily I receive from Jesus, my redeemer hands. My soul, what canst thou give? God bless you. Right there where you are. Thank you, orchestra. God bless you. Right there where you are. Sing this song loud and clear. Power must change as in my life. No matter what that they may say. Hallelujah.
Power must change us in my life.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil may say.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
O ṣeun, Jesus.
Right there where you are.
Ibi to wa yen.
If you know you hold the key.
To ba mo pe o mu kokoro.
You hold the key to the greatest breakthrough here today in your hands.
Alaja to tobi julo nbi loni dani sowo re.
Sing this song like David sang.
Wa ko rin ibi David ti ko.
And do like David did.
Bo ti se ibi David ti se.
Within the next few minutes.
La ri seju die yi.
Sing it with a loud voice.
Ko rin na pelu owo ki.
Sing with joy in your heart.
Ko rin.
Who has the final say?
Jehovah has the final say.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am moving
Ami.
All eyes closed.
Ibogun wa diju wayi.
All eyes closed.
Ibogun wa ka diju wayi.
Something is about to happen.
Ohun kan fe sele.
That will change the life of so many forever.
Ti yo ya yo poloko pada titi lai.
Something is about to happen.
Ohun kan fe sele.
That will announce the name of somebody here for greatness.
Ti yo ke de oruko enikan ni fun ti tobi.
Let that be silence.
Ki da keroro wa.
Father, I thank you.
Baba mo dupe lowo yin.
For you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of
Lords.
Your power is the greatest power. And you have never failed your people. Father,
Baba,
I thank you. Because you are the great physician. You heal physical, spiritual, and emotional diseases. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Let there be silence. Father, I'm praying right now.
Baba, mo ngba adura nisisiyin.
Anyone in this gathering
pe enikeni ti nbe ninu ipejo yi
that has received the arrow of stroke,
to ti gba ofa iro laparo lese,
I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus.
Lo ba won to ran ofa na loriko Jesu.
Anyone with the arrow of cancer, I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone with the arrow of migraine, I send the arrows back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone with the arrow of cataract in the eyes, I send the arrow back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Anyone here with breathing difficulties, anyone connected to this program with breathing difficulties, with goiters and arthritis, receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. And in a mysterious way, the power of the great physician will move in the midst. Some may not be able to stand. Some may find that they are shaking. It's because the power of the great physician is coming upon you. And when I count that seven, there are people here who are always being pushed to the back. They are men for the front, but they push them to the back. The hand of the great physician will come upon you. There are people here. Every money they intend to make, the enemy contests with them. Today is the expiry of that contest. Because as I count seven, the hand of the great physician shall be upon you, and that yoke shall be broken. There are people here, the enemy has manipulated you, manipulated your brain, manipulated the brain of your children. At the count of seven, the hand of the great physician will come upon you. There are people here in the midst. Your benefit is inside the waters, controlled by marine powers. But at the count of this particular seven, the yoke holding you down to the waters shall be broken completely. A mighty angel has just entered into the midst. Something is about to happen. One.
Any.
Two.
AG.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Any.
Five.
Aru.
Six.
Eva.
Seven.
AG.
Yes, it's happening. They've been hiding in your life for years. They can't hide anymore. Yes, the power sitting on your career is being unseated. The power sitting on your marriage is being unseated. There's a power of God coming upon you. Every arrow of insanity, lose your hold. Every arrow of insanity, lose your hold. Every arrow of epilepsy, lose your hold. That's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. You will now pray this prayer. Before we sit down for a few minutes, pray this prayer very well. Don't say, I think I've prayed this kind of prayer before. Or don't say, I don't think this kind of thing can happen to me. Say, every hand of which doctor working against me.
Don't shall Lord see me.
Wither.
Raw.
Can I hear the sister shouting it?
Eki gbere lo nrara eyin arabirin.
Is that the loudest sister that can shout it?
Shall obirin o le ki gbere ju bayi lo ni.
Brother, can I hear you roaring like thunder?
Eyin okunrin ki gbere bi ara.
Everybody together.
Bobo wala papo.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and decree.
Lainu re ko pa lase.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Command it to wither.
Pase ko ro.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Silence.
Idake roro wa.
Silence.
Idake roro wa.
Please don't say anything.
Ejo e ma wi nkan
fun. You that person over there.
When it on be lohun yen.
That the witchcraft power of your grandmother has swallowed.
Tagbara je iya iya re ti gbe mi.
Right there where you are.
Ibi to wa yen.
Be vomited.
Ki won po.
Be vomited.
Ki won po.
Your flesh,
your
bones, that they have eaten, your blood, that they drank, let them vomit them. Vomit them. Vomit them. They must vomit them. They must vomit them.
That's
the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, open our understanding once again. Lay your hands upon your children here. In Jesus' name we pray. If this month is your birthday, remain standing. Father, I thank you for this, your children who are celebrating their birthday this month. Father, lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall arise and fight all your battles in the name of Jesus. And by this time next year, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Jesus, mighty name we pray.
You look all like Jesus Christ, like Badura.
You may have your seat. God bless you. Please listen to me carefully for a few minutes. This service is about to come to an end. But listen carefully to the few words I'm going to speak from here. Beginning from next Palm of
Changeans,
a program is going to start here at Palm of Changeans called Deep Deliverance. Deep Deliverance. It is important when you are coming for that program to come fasting. But those of you are not used to fasting to Palm of Changeans, is you are just cheating yourself. You come fasting. Then come with your own personal bottle of anointing oil. This is not anointing service. This is deep deliverance service. And we're going to be taking issues one at a time. The issue we are to address in March is what I want to give a small explanation so that you can come prepared. Especially if you know that has been a problem for you. This is why I say, listen carefully to me. For the next few minutes, let me explain to you what we call the dragon at the edge of breakthrough. The dragon at the edge of breakthrough. The dragon at the edge of breakthrough. The Lord said, there are so many thousands and thousands of people who are close to breakthrough, who have been close to breakthrough, who breakthrough move close to, but they never got in. There is a dragon that keeps pulling them away from that breakthrough. And the Lord said, plenty of my people are rejoicing on the minimum when I have maximum for them. Many are rejoicing on the crumbs when they should actually go into the full meal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. There are people, and I pray that you become one of them. That the Lord said, through this deep deliverance program, they will rewrite their family history. If you are that person, let me hear you shout a loud amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. If you are there, say yes. Are you there? He says,
only
for a great door and effectual is open unto
me.
But there is a problem. And there are many what? Adversaries. The door is open. The door is there. But by the mouth of that door, there is a congregation of adversaries saying no.
Come
on, you not get inside. No. You not get inside. So right there where you are,
with
boiling anger, raise up your right hand to the heavens and roar this loud and clear, louder than anyone around you, before the angels I'm seeing depart from here. Say, pass!
Adora!
Say no to my breakthroughs. You are a joker. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decrease. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Ecclesiastes.
Iwe Oniwaasu
chapter 6.
Orikefa
1 to 2.
Ese kini ati keji.
Ecclesiastes
Iwe Oniwaasu.
Chapter 6.
Orikefa.
1 to 2.
Ese Ekini Dekeji.
This is part of what we're talking about here.
Lara unti anzoni yo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6.
Iwe Oniwaasu Orikefa.
1 to 2.
Ese Ekini Ati Ekeji.
There is an evil which I have seen under the sun.
Ibi kan be ti mo ri labe orun.
And it is common among men.
O si sopo laarin awon me eniyan.
It is common.
O sopo
among men.
Laarin awon me eniyan.
A man to whom God had given riches.
Olorun fi oro.
Wealth.
Ola.
And honor.
Ati ola fun.
So that he wanted nothing for his soul.
Ti ko si si nkan.
Of all that he desired. Yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof. He did not collect the power so he can eat thereof from God. But a stranger eateth it. This is vanity. And it's an evil disease. For somebody to see what to be possessed and is not possessed, the Bible says it's an evil disease. It's common among men. This is the first thing we want to address in the Deep Deliverance series. This passage you've read is loaded with meanings.
These
two passages loaded with meanings. Number one, it's telling us there is no true expansion that will not involve taking risks. Number two, he's telling us that unto every new level of achievement, there is always a new devil. Unto every new level of achievement, there is a new devil. If you want to move where you are now, and you want to be catapulted to the next level, there is a new devil in that level. Every true door has satanic soldiers hanging around it, trying to prevent people from getting inside. Meaning that when God opens a door, there are usually many adversaries by that door that needs to be defeated. Meaning that there are wicked strangers contending with our inheritance at our door of breakthroughs. Meaning that at the edge of breakthrough lies a vast array of contending forces. The presence of these adversaries does not mean that God has not opened the door. In fact, the presence of the adversary sometimes is a sign that God has opened the door unto you. Turning back from such obstructed open doors will be a first-class destiny tragedy. This is a very serious matter. A boy applying for a job in a particular company. The person who is to approve his employment was their family friend. He visited their house every other day. So he was supposed to be a walkover. The interview started. Just 1 minute for the boy to be called in for an interview, which was supposed to be a walkover.
to ye ki won pe omode kunrin yi wole lati se iforo wa ni lenu wo ti yo rorun fun.
The only person he knew in the panel developed stomach upset.
Eni kan so to mo ri ninu iko inu ba bere si run.
So he ran to the toilet.
Obadu odile gbonse.
It was them he came in.
Nigba yen ni won pe omode kunrin yi wole.
He came in unprepared because to him it was a walkover.
Nigba to nbo ko mura sile nitori pe o ti ka si pe ko ni le fun.
And so when he sat down,
nigba to joko,
he looked around.
O wa to wo si.
He couldn't see the man he knew.
Ko ri eni to mo yi.
He was destabilized.
Imo re wa ko.
They began to ask him questions.
Obe si bere awon ibere lowo.
What is this?
Ilele.
What is that?
Ilele.
He got so confused.
Inu re polukuru musu de bi pe
at a stage.
Nigba to ya,
the man said, "What is your name?"
Oba tun ni, "Ki ti e loruko re?"
He had forgotten.
O ti gbagbe oruko re papa.
Then they said, "We don't want somebody like this in this company."
Very anybody in
so all say, the panel members called him zero.
Gbogbo awon igbimo yen won ba yi ododo fun.
And he went out.
O si jade lo.
Even later he went out.
Ike toto tun jade.
The man he knew.
Okunrin to mo.
Came back inside.
O pada de lati ile igbonse.
That is failure.
Ikuna.
At the edge of breakthrough.
Ne gongo alaja
yen. You see this failure at the edge of success,
ikuna ni gongo aseyori,
at the edge of miracles,
ni gongo ise iyanu.
The Bible calls it a common problem.
Bibeli pe ni isoro to sopo.
It is a very serious problem indeed.
Isoro to ga ni.
Why?
Kilo fa?
Because almost there is not there.
Nitori pe o fere debe o yato si o debe.
A man or woman who is almost saved will still go to hellfire.
Eniyan lokunrin lobirin to fere ri igbala sugbon ti ko ri igbala yo kan gun sorun apadi na ni.
A landlord who almost bolted his door at night but forgot it, the thief will still come inside.
Onile to fere tilekun re loru sugbon ti o ti to le wa ko leru.
A prisoner condemned to death but who was almost pardoned will still be hanged.
Ọ̀daràn tí wọ́n dájọ́ kú fún ṣùgbọ́n tó fẹ́rẹ̀ rí àforíjì ṣùgbọ́n tí wọn ò foríjì wọn gbé kọ́gi náà níkẹyìn.
A man who was almost saved from drowning in the river but was not saved will still die.
Ọkùnrin tí wọ́n fẹ́rẹ̀ gbà kó má bàa mumi yó ṣùgbọ́n tó mumi yó yóò kú síbẹ̀ náà ni.
A ship almost saved from sinking will still sink.
Ọkọ̀ tí wọ́n fẹ́rẹ̀ gbà kó má bàa rì ṣùgbọ́n tó tí wọn ò rí gbàlà.
A fire that was almost extinguished but still will still destroy the house.
Iná tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ pa tán ṣùgbọ́n tí wọn ò rí pa yóò pàpà jo ilé run náà ni.
Almost there is not there.
Ó fẹ́rẹ̀ débẹ̀. Ó yàtọ̀ sí ó débẹ̀.
Adversaries are at the edge of breakthrough.
Àwọn ọ̀tá ní gongo àlàjá.
And they are blocking people at the edge of that breakthrough.
Wọ́n sì ń dí àwọn ènìyàn lọ́nà ní gongo àlàjá
náà. The Bible says it's a common disease.
Bíbélì wípé àrùn tó ṣọ̀pọ̀ ni.
This is why people who know about deliverance prayer, they have given this disease various names.
Ìdí ni ẹjọ́ fi jẹ́ pé àwọn tó mọ̀ nípa àdúrà ìtúsílẹ̀ oríṣiríṣi orúkọ ni wọ́n ń pe àrùn tá à ń sọ yìí.
They call it blockage at the edge of breakthrough.
Wọ́n á ní ìdínilọ́wọ́ ní gongo àlàjá.
They call it almost there anointing.
Wọ́n á pè ní ìfòròyàn ó fẹ́rẹ̀ débẹ̀.
They call it near success syndrome.
Wọ́n á máa pè ní ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ó fẹ́rẹ̀ ṣe àṣeyọrí.
They call it failure at the edge of success.
Wọ́n á pè ní ìkùnà ní gongo àṣeyọrí.
They call it problems on the eve of your miracles.
Wọ́n á máa pè ní ìṣòro lóru iṣẹ́ ìyanu rẹ.
They call it problems on the night preceding your money of joy.
Wọ́n á pè ní ìṣòro ní òru ṣáájú òwúrọ̀ ayọ̀ rẹ.
They call it seeing but not obtaining.
Wọ́n á máa pè ní fífojú rí ṣùgbọ́n àìmọ́wọ́ gbà.
They call it that your labor is going to fail.
Wọ́n á pè ní kí làálẹ̀ ènìyàn máa lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ Pharaoh.
They call it emptiness.
Wọ́n á máa pè ní afiniṣòfò.
These are terrible and destructive spirits.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tó burú tó sì ń pani run ni wọ́n.
Horrible destructive spirits.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ẹ̀mí tí ò dára tó ń pani run.
A man died on the street.
Ọkùnrin kan kú lójú òpópónà.
In London.
Ní
ìlú ọba. On the day that they appointed him as the ambassador of his country.
Lọ́jọ́ tí wọ́n yàn án gẹ́gẹ́ bí ikọ̀ orílẹ̀-èdè rẹ̀.
A power had finished him up.
Agbára kan ó parí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
I'm praying for somebody here today.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan ní ìlú.
All these battles that you always face.
Ní gbogbo àwọn ogun tó ń dojú kọ nígbà gbogbo yìí.
Whenever a breakthrough is coming your way.
Tí àlàjá bá ti fẹ́ wá bá ọ.
I paralyze them in the name of Jesus.
Ó sọ wọ́n dá láì lágbára ní orúkọ Jésù.
Let your amen roar like thunder.
Ye ki ami re o dun bi ara.
Indications.
Awon apere.
That there is a battle, that the battle at the edge of breakthrough is on.
Pe ogun sele ni gongo alaja re.
It's you that you are believing a holy life.
Nigba ti iwo to tin gbegbe aye wa mimo.
All of a sudden.
Lojiji.
An unusual sexual urge comes upon you.
Ife fun ibasepo ti o wulo kan o kan dede ba o.
Know that your breakthrough is close.
Mo pe alaja re sumo to si ni
e. Dragon at the mouth.
Dragoni lenu le
wants to push you into something.
O fe ti owo lu kan mi
so that you won't get it.
Ko ma ba gba alaja yen.
Sexual dreams.
Allah nipa ibasepo
masquerades in the dream.
Riri egun loju ala.
Going back to your junior school.
Pe pada lo si ile eko alakobere.
Wandering aimlessly around.
Riri kiri.
Seeing dead relatives in the dream.
Riri awon ibatan to ti ku loju ala re.
Swimming in the dream when you are not a swimmer physically.
Liluwe ninu omi loju ala nigba to je pe lai ni oju aye o mo we.
Counting coins.
Kika awon owo onirin.
Traveling, not arriving at destination. All those funny dreams. Animals pursuing you. Being pressed down. Carrying feces or being smeared by excreta. Snails or tortoise. Worry. Unclean thoughts. Lukewarmness. Hearing strange voices. All these are indications. You are approaching a breakthrough. And the enemy has started. I remember the story of that brother. Anytime he was close to a breakthrough. That particular night,
he
will have a dream that somebody gave him palm wine to drink. Once he drank that palm wine, anything he touches the next day will fail. He started praying in his church. A church where they do not believe in deliverance. He started praying in his church. Then he thought it was a joke until a day to his wedding. The night of his wedding again, they brought the palm wine. He knew that there was trouble. That day, the bride got to church 9 a.m. waiting for the bridegroom. Bridegroom coming on the way.
Oko yawo nbo lona.
The vehicle had an accident.
Oko won onijamba.
Fortunately, it did not die.
Kosiku nnu ijamba oko na.
He jumped out of the vehicle.
O be bole nnu oko na.
Took a motorbike to make the service.
O tun mu okada lati le ba won lenu isin.
The best man was another motorbike.
Ore oko yawo iyan na mu okada miran.
Again, a vehicle pushed his own motorbike into the gutter.
Oko kan o tun de iyan tun ti
was smelling and stinking, and the clothes were dirty. So they ran into a neighborhood house. The bridegroom gave him his own dress. So at least he can wear something. They started going again. Only for when they were close to church, they had the engine of the vehicle knocked.
Engine oko,
so he had to come down and started running. Eventually got to church at 1 in the afternoon. The bride had cried and cried and cried. I'm praying for somebody here. Every ancestral power, every domestic power, every envious witchcraft that is surrounding your door breakthrough, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
Joseph brought his two children.
Joseph
to his father, Jacob.
Jacob.
He placed the elder one by the right hand side.
Placed
the junior by the left.
The
old man cannot see. But guided by the Spirit of God, the man crossed his hand to take the right hand to the head of the junior and the left hand to the other. Joseph said, not so,
Joseph,
my father. This is the elder. I'm praying for somebody here today. Those powers that are saying, not so. Not so. For your breakthrough to manifest. For your destiny to manifest. I bury them now in the name of Jesus. A sovereign for them. Rise to your feet now.
Did they do by?
Rise to your feet now.
Did they do by?
We have 10 prayers to pray. But next power must change us. This is the dragon we are going to deal with first in our deep deliverance series.
Dragon, come
with your anointing oil.
Because
if God opens your eyes, what is slowing down some people is a spiritual luggage on their head. What is slowing down some people is spiritual chain on their hands. What is slowing down some people is a band on their legs. What is slowing down some people is a rope on their waist. They are pulling them back. By the time all these shackles are broken, your story will change to glory in the name of Jesus. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, this 10 prayers will be of no use to you. If you are like that,
please
just run quickly to the altar here. We don't have time. We want to go and pray. Run quickly to the altar, surrender your life to Jesus, so that you can be part of the blessing of these prayers. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you
here.
Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just bow your heads where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them and anoint them by your power. Do great and marvelous wonders in their lives. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Right there where you are, the counselors will talk to you. The rest of us, begin to tell the Lord, at anything in my life that will not allow that dragon at the edge of my breakthrough to die, Father, forgive me now. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to the Lord. Let's rise to our feet, please. and bring out your prayer request and stretch it towards this altar and let your amen roar like thunder as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we spread this letter before you after the order of
Hezekiah.
Answer them by fire in the name of
Jesus.
Lay your hands upon these prayer letters. Let every point we have written there become testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to sing this song before we start the prayers. If you are still here, you have not given your first fruit offering, while we are singing now, come quickly to the altar and drop it here. Father, I'm praying on all this first fruit offering. Lord, you will bless the giver.
We
open doors of great breakthroughs of them. With this offering, your story shall change. With this offering, the Lord will open great doors unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So come quickly now to the altar and drop the offering at the altar here. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man all the time. Winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man.
Winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man.
Winner man. Winner man. Winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man. Winner man. Winner man.
Winner man.
Winner man. Winner man. Winner man. A winner man all the time.
I'm a brand new man.
Oh, things have passed away. I'm born again, more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
Oh, things have passed.
Each of these prayer has testimonies attached to them, and you have just few seconds to pray them. If you lose your voice praying them and you get the testimony, you have made a good bargain. Can you shout this loud and clear? Glory killers of my father's heart, in the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth and pray like that.
In the name of
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
name we pray. Evil powers in my place of birth assigned against
me.
Can I hear you say that again? Deal with that evil power. Yes, from my place of
birth.
In Jesus' name we pray.
We
are going to pray this particular prayer 3 times. Any power that accepted witchcraft for my sake, Can you shout this with anger? There is a woman who needs to shout this louder.
You
are a liar.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Number
two, open your mouth and pray the same prayer. My captain, I abo shente abo santa. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Number three, shout his love. Mashikasetia. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray these next three prayers so well that the enemy will regret that you came. Say, I kill every inherited sickness in my life by the power of the blood. Jesus, open your mouth and begin to kill them. I kill every inherited sickness in my body by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening here. Every power that pursued my parents and is now pursuing me, you are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. It pursued my parents, is now pursuing me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
The
powers digging graves for me. Enter your grave. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Any rope tying down my destiny, catch fire.
Jonah.
In the name of
Jesus.
Command the rope to catch fire. If it's tying down your destiny, yes. Then, Jesus, then we pray. Say, the mistakes of my parents will not become my tragedy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Jesus' name we pray. Now with a voice that roars like thunder. Say, oh God, arise. Can you shout that louder than that? the affairs of Nigeria.
That's your own Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for a divine intervention. Divine intervention.
That's your Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Stretch your two hands forward now. I decree upon those hands.
O pase si owo wonyi.
That all the success padlocking powers.
Pe awon agbara to nti aseyori lagadagodo.
Will release the key to your breakthrough by force.
O fi kokoro alaja re sile fun.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Every wilderness detention that has kept anyone stagnant,
you
disgrace in the name of Jesus. Every pit diverting your benefits, I bury that pit now in the name of Jesus. Right there with your hands stretched forth, receive a present from the Lord. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. There are 207 persons in this program who by the next power must change. Your story will have changed to glory. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Your going and your coming out shall be blessings. Everywhere you go, the glory of God shall shine upon your life. You will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. You will be greater than all the unbelievers around you. You will tower above your colleagues. The anointing of the overcomer shall be upon you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 thunderous hallelujah.